Story time, story time, story time. And I'm gonna try not to go off the handle when I tell this story because I get triggered easily because I was abused a lot as a child, all the way up through my adolescent years. And so some things that you think might not be a trigger or that shouldn't bother me, it does. And I'm not gonna tell you what those things are because then that'll be too much information. Anyway, as I was saying, story time. I can remember when I was pregnant with one of my boys, I'm not gonna say who, and particular family members, I'm not gonna reveal their names. But I had family members that would go around and pretty much smear my name, smear campaign. Oh, she's this way, she's that way. She does this, she does that. Just because they are pretty much reflecting what they're doing behind closed doors, but they don't want anyone to judge them for the things that they're doing because they have been holding up a facade that they're such a perfect person elsewhere. So they have to keep that facade going. Well, over this way, I don't do facades. But I was pregnant with my son, and I moved out of my foster mom's house and moved into an apartment by myself. I just wanted to be by myself. I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want to talk to people because I was pregnant. I was processing that I was going to be a single mom. I was processing that the person that I loved and all of that, blah, 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 he's not a person of his word, which told me that I no longer can trust people at their word right then and there. I'm not going to trust your word. I'm not going to trust what you tell me out of your mouth that you're going to do. I can't do that. I'm not able to do that. I'm not able to reach that far within myself and trust myself enough to extend trust to you. I'm not going to do that. But what, like I was saying, so the entire pregnancy, it was just really funny because I spent a majority of it at a friend's house. He didn't want to be by himself. He had just lost a baby and I was pregnant. So he let me stay, over his house some nights, and he didn't do nothing but rub my stomach. That's all he wanted because he was so used to doing it and he was anxious to hold the baby. So he and I dated for a little bit, but it wasn't the type of dating you would think. He only wanted to be with me because I was pregnant. He didn't want to be with me outside of the baby because he didn't know me. He didn't know my baby. He just was infatuated. Well, there were so many different people going around town spreading rumors, smearing my name, really when they were doing these things, not myself. And they were telling people how, oh, she drinks while she's pregnant. She does drugs while she's pregnant. I didn't do that with my son. No, I did not. And I had family members that were supportive of me, family members that were in my corner, family members that just adored me. And because they listened to the smear campaign, now they cut their eyes at me. And instead of them saying, we can't wait to meet our little nephew or our little cousin, they were more or less like, we know you did something to that baby, and we're all going to find out when you give birth to him. And I'm like, well, ain't none of y'all going to be there. And then when I did give birth to my son, he had a clean bill of health, just like his mother. No drugs, no toxins, other than Tylenol and the medications that they gave me during my pregnancy, because they can check. So when my family members got the test results that I had a clean bill of health and that my test results came back negative for whatever the fuck they claimed I had did, they couldn't face me because of this smear campaign. They could not come immediately around me when I had my son because of this smear campaign. But they tried to find different ways for me not to be by myself because I isolated myself. I couldn't believe these are people that I trust with just anything of myself. And for you to come at me in a manner so harsh and heinous, you just put me on the mindset, don't trust you anymore. Don't give you any more information. Don't tell you anything else about self. If it's something that they were around, then they can speak on. Anything outside of that, they have no clue. They don't know. And they can't honestly say that they do know, because then they wouldn't be telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to be held accountable for the lies that they told. So they have to cover their ass. So what do? They go to my house. They break in and plant evidence of drug usage and drug paraphernalia so that I can get my son taken away from me, because there was no way I was supposed to leave the hospital with that baby in a clean bill of health. The nurses weren't doing their job, is what these people were saying. I paid good money for you bitches to make sure them tests came back negative, is what this person was saying. All the while, you're only showing me that you're willing to go above and beyond the measure and out of your way to show me you don't love me, you're jealous of me, and that you'll steal from me. And I apply that to all my family members. So as I look into my future, this is what I see. I see Beauty living her life happily with the man that was chosen for her, because God sees the fuckery. You're not by yourself, people. God sees the fuckery. He may not say nothing. He might just be lackadaisy about it. And then, boom! All of a sudden, shit is upside down, sideways up, fucked up and found around over there yesterday. Because that's how that motherfucker's mind gonna be when God get done. So I know we're going through a lot. I'm saying that to say this. Through all of the shit that I went through with my family members being in my face, smiling and pretending like they supported me, telling me that they loved me to my face, telling me to my face that God loved me, I knew it was a motherfucking lie, every bit of it. So even though they are the messenger sent to give you the message, just like I'm the messenger sent to give you the message, it is up to you to use your discernment on whether or not that message resonates and applies to you. Because when you step in the way of something that does not resonate, apply to you, you may end up putting yourself on a karmic path of having to go down the road for it finally applies to you. And we don't want that. We are in the new era of love. And love is meaning, it's action word, it's definition, is something that not everyone believes in. It's something that a lot of people will use as a power tool to abuse others. Love is something that people do not actually 100% knows what it means. They don't. They have no clue. They only have a rendition or a version or an experience of what they think it might mean. To me, love is an action word. Definitely 100% action. You say you're going to do something and you act on it. That's love. You say you're going to do something and you act on it. And you continuously act on it in a way that you want someone to react to you in the same way. So it's agape. Like, I have unconditional love for everyone, like I've said before, but I don't like anybody. I don't. There's no reason to lie about it. I don't. What am I like you for? And what you're doing and what you got going on when you're pretending to be somebody else, you don't even know who you really are. So why should I like people if you pretending to be an alternate version of yourself? So I'm always going to drip and not drown. Know what you're saying. Saying what you mean. Know who you're around. Observe your family members, because they will smile in your motherfucking face and be plotting behind your back the entire time. And will still kiss you on the cheek and tell you that God loves you, and so do they. With a whole smile. Lit up like glitter and everything. And their bodies and hearts is like sulfuric acid on the inside. Side hoe is out.